That one about the East German pole vault champion reminds me of the fellow who met another one at a track meet, and he said, "Are you a pole vaulter?" And the guy said, "Yes, but how did you know my name is Vaulter?" "Saw a sign in the window of a package store yesterday that says this store is guarded by a shotgun 3 nights a week. You guess which nights." Kid says, "Daddy, what's your faster, horses or buses?" Daddy says, "Buses, of course." Kid says, "Then, Daddy, why don't you bet on buses?" Hope you're driving carefully as you listen to this record, friends. Remember, unsafe cars are recalled by the maker, and this happens to unsafe drivers, too. Somebody asked me if I could remember the funniest joke that I ever heard. I, of course, would have trouble because I've heard several jokes, maybe 20 in my lifetime. But the one of the funniest, anyway, was about the fellow in Chicago who was wanted to board a bus. And the bus driver stopped and opened the door, and the guy said, "Does this bus go to Duluth?" And the driver said, "No, this bus goes beep, beep." Did you know that in Russia, voting is optional? If you want to vote, you enter a voting booth, pull the curtain, and when you open it, you're in Siberia. Voice on the phone says, "I want to report a burglar trapped in an old maid's bedroom." Police sergeant says, "Who's calling?" The voice says, "This is the burglar. Pat Casey was in court for some kind of wrongdoing," and he says, "Your Honor, I just met our mutual friend Mike Flaherty outside. He said he fixed it so I won't have to go to jail. Told me there's nothing to worry about." The judge says, "Oh?" And without pausing, gave Casey 90 days in jail, saying, "I want you to know, Mr. Casey, that in this court, Flaherty will get you nowhere." Now I'd like to bring you an excerpt from my morning show. And of course, you know what an excerpt is. An excerpt is a former SERPT. Saw a sign at a political convention, said no one seated during the last 5 campaign promises. Remember, if you want the world to beat a path to your door, just lie down and try to take a nice quiet nap. Guy keeps falling asleep at the wheel. His wife keeps poking him, nudging him to keep him awake. And the guy's mother in the back seat says to the wife, "Let him alone. He needs his rest." To keep brooder chickens warm during the winter months, be sure their little coats are buttoned. This is the 51st anniversary of the first All-Star baseball game, San Quentin versus Alcatraz. Alcatraz won it 2-0 on a no-hitter by 786-694-105. This fella doesn't like people. He sends people in hospitals, get worse cards. I have a recipe here, a quickie. Pencils ready? Burglar's omelet. All right. First, steal 2 eggs. It must be a good hospital. All the truck drivers go there to get operated on. Wife says, "I just set my hair." Husband says, "Good. What time does it go off?" Wife says, "Where'd you get that lipstick on your collar?" The husband says, "It ain't lipstick. It's tomato juice." She says, "Okay, who's a tomato?" Many a true word has been spoken through false teeth. This girl was so homely, she entered a beauty contest. They fined her $50. Do you have sinus problems? Do you sneeze a lot? Do you cough continuously? Do what thousands do. Go to the movies. Of all the terrible puns I've ever had the pleasure of springing on the nice folks in our audience, the one most often requested concerned Millard Fahmy, the famous relief pitcher of the Hartford Chiefs of the Eastern League back in the 40s. Millard Fahmy was so good, the manager, Dutch Dorman, often called Dutch Dormant, allowed him to drink beer right in the dugout during a game. It was a privilege that only his tremendous ability could have earned him. He didn't need any warm-up pitches. He could throw strikes like you never dreamed of. You could call him in any time. Well, he was called in the 9th inning of a game that would decide the league championship. Hartford led 1-0 at Scranton. Scranton came up in the home half of the 9th inning. Bases loaded. 2 out. Fahmy was called in. He had just finished 4 cans of beer in the dugout, and he had another in his hand as he strode to the pitching rubber, and he finished the beer right there, and he dropped the empty on the ground. He proceeded to walk 2 batters with the bases loaded. Scranton, the winner, 2-1. The league championship. The joyous, jumping Scranton Miners raced across the field to the showers, and as 2 of them crossed the mound, one spotted the empty can and said, "Hey, what the heck is that?" "That," said the other, "is the beer that made Mill Fahmy walk us."